Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season
on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
That's right, we're about to go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. That's Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And you're right, S. Dawkins on Twitch. It is indeed B. Scott time. Brandon Scott, what's happening, my man?
Man, feeling good, man. It's I know it's a Ticket Tuesday, so excited for the listeners. Going to get a chance to watch these texts and see if they can do the bare minimum.
The bare minimum.
Can they do the bare minimum and beat these pitiful Jaguars that we watch play on Monday Night Football? Hey, you know what? This was my thought on that.
Okay.
During the game.
It's not time for B. Scott's thoughts
But this is, we're going to go around the NFL,
That's
right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So with that game last night, I have still yet to look up to see how many primetime games the Jags have this year.
Ooh, let's do in real time.
I do not know as I sit here right now. But that should have been the last one. That should have been the last one. Whatever act of Congress needs to happen to flex whatever game, if there is one, and I don't know if there is, but if there is another primetime game for the Jacksonville Jaguars on the schedule this NFL season, it needs to go.
B. Scott said he is a single-issue voter. So if one of these presidential candidates want to make sure that the Jags are never on primetime ever
done.
Again,
hey, you're done.
Make that your platform.
All right.
And you might have a swing voter.
Undecided
voter.
You are not going to enjoy Sunday Night Football on November 3rd when Jaguars travel to Philadelphia for the Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
For Sunday
that might
night.
That might be ugly.
How unnecessary is that? We're going to watch it. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, we're sick people. We are.
But, I mean, that is feeding into our sickness, though.
100%.
That's just playing on our sickness because nobody needs that. Not on a Thursday night.
We're going to do it. We're going to complain about doing it, but we're going to do it.
They're awful.
They're awful.
Let's start there.
Because, like, there's this growing, I guess, trend that I've seen on social media, Twitter and such. Like, man, if the Texans don't run these guys out of the stadium, then they got real problems. You agree with that?
My feeling is they are not allowed to. Like, you could look at this game against Jacksonville in two ways. It could be a trap game because you're like, oh, they're terrible. You know, the Texans are at least decent. They should beat this team. But in my view, like, they're not allowed to lose against, like, when you look at this division.
You're not even supposed to look bad against this team.
I don't think you can. Like, the division is so bad. The only other team with a win in the division is the 1-2 Indianapolis Colts who beat a Chicago Bears team that we saw has a good defense but has a ways to go before they're a serious team. So there aren't any other serious teams in the division.
Correct.
Including Jacksonville. They might be chief among them. Surprising thing is that they are so far maybe the least impressive team in the division. We thought that would be Tennessee. We thought it could be Indianapolis if Anthony Richardson didn't work out, and that's not working out. But even still with that, Jacksonville somehow looks like the worst team in the division.
Yeah, and it's somewhat in spite of the I guess, supposed talent that they should have, right? We could talk about the quarterback's play when it comes to Trevor Lawrence after getting all his money. They lose 47-10. You heard that right. 47 whole American points for the Buffalo Bills compared to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, I mean, during the course of this, the big thing for me as I was watching it is, oh, it looks like they're quitting on that man, Doug Peterson.
Like, oh, yeah.
It felt like they were not playing with the heart that was necessary for a team that was 0-2 looking at 0-3. And that is a dastardly place to be 3 games into the 3rd year of him being the head coach.
And by the way, they lost 8 straight games they met last season.
And by the way, they didn't get it. How about this? Speaking of what Sunday should look like. They flew to Western New York from Florida. flew back to Florida with a flight delay. They didn't leave till 2 a.m. Then they have a short week and come to Houston. You gotta run these fools.
They also have two number one overall picks who do not look like number one overall picks or anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
In Trevor Lawrence and Javon Walker. Like, that's probably lost in the Trevor Lawrence conversation of him failing and not living up to the expectation. Is they had two swings at a top pick, and neither of them looks like a top pick.
Yeah.
Like they, and that's aside from everything else looking like a disaster. Everything you point out, Reggie, about them quitting, all that is true. All this stuff compounds. Like, everything over there is a disaster right now.
Also, that does remind me, whenever you bring up the fact that Trevor Lawrence was number one overall pick, that draft had five quarterbacks in the first round, and ain't none of them good.
No.
Like, how did we manage to have that happen? Right? And it wasn't one of those draft classes where you came in where you were like, hey, you know, this isn't a great one. Five quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, well, Zach Wilson.
The best one we feel about right now would be Justin Fields.
That is right.
He's on his second team.
Yeah. And that team is doing a work through the magic that is Mike Tomlin in a fantastic defense led by T.J. Watt. He's just out there like, hey, don't mess it up. He's like, cool, I can do that.
Listen to him again. Who is it? Trevor Lawrence. You had the list. Trevor Lawrence.
All right,
Lawrence,
so Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson was second. You had Justin Fields at 11. Oh, well, yeah, Trey Lance was third. Yeah, you're right. Justin Fields was drafted 11, and then Mac Jones as well.
And we both saw him last night.
Yeah, we saw
both of them last night, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yikes.
Nasty work. On the opposite side of that, the team that you will be facing in 2 weeks, the Buffalo Bills, that's a scary proposition,
man,
there, especially because you thought, hey, man, where are all the targets for Josh Allen to throw to? Like, and Josh Allen, buddy, him, Joe Brady is going to get himself some money behind this. But Josh Allen, his second career 200-yard, four-touchdown game, his fifth game with four passing touchdowns and a 75% completion percentage. Oh, he's actually all the way here now.
Would y'all tell me this? Is there anything that the Texans can do against the Jaguars that would make you feel like they're ready to beat the Bills? Because that's how I feel about this game, too. It's like they can only win the game by not, like, really... They can only not lose the game. Because even if they win, mm-hmm. Jacksonville is so bad, it's not like they're going to do anything that makes you feel like, oh, yeah, they can beat Buffalo. So, that's how
good... I don't know. That's a good question.
That's how good Buffalo is to me right
now.
Yeah.
Between that and what we've seen three games into what the Texans have done, and then what they can only but so much do against a pitiful Jaguars team,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like they can do anything this upcoming Sunday that makes me feel great about them going up against the Bills.
Yeah, but if they're clean and they blow them out and they, you know, make it boring, you know, at the end, you'll feel better.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah, thanks, finally.
Yeah.
But Buffalo is so damn good
mm-hmm.
that it's not like I'm going to feel worse about them.
Yeah, that's a great point.
They're really good.
Yeah, so, man.
I'm going into the next 2 weeks. We have our schedule slated on our break slate in our YouTube, and hit us up on YouTube and Twitch. But, like, if you look at those next two games, I'm like, oh, that should be a dub. That should be a loss. You know, and let's move on. Let's fast forward to the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's why yesterday in general, I was telling them before the show, it made me feel better and worse. It made me feel better, the two games last night, because if you can't win this division, like, what are we even doing here?
Yeah.
Like you need to, as Mike Meltzer would say back in the day, fold the franchise. If you can't beat these cats with these quarterbacks in this division, you it made me feel better about the division. Made me feel worse because they ain't close to Buffalo.
Yeah, and with that, I do not feel like you can afford to lose. You talk about the difficulty of the schedule, and then on the other side, you talk about the inferiority of the division.
Yeah.
I don't feel like because of that, if you combine those two things, you can afford to really lose games or to go out and have clunkers within the division,
no.
especially at mm-hmm. home, especially with Jacksonville playing football the way that they're playing football right now. Like, certain things just cannot happen. You lose to Minnesota. You look at how Buffalo's looking 2 weeks from now, right? So you're like, okay, those two are tough. That's part of your tough schedule. Jacksonville.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Gotta have it.
Yeah, and I think that because of the way the division is, right, it's not just gotta have it. It's gotta play at the standard in the way that you like. The win for you is not on the scoreboard. The win is in the film room. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like on Monday, if I can look at the film and be like, did that right, executed that right, did that right, those are the wins that it feels like you're gonna have in division, as opposed to the idea of, hey, you put points on the board or what have you.
Yeah, and I know we're gonna talk about this later on in the hour, but I mean that just kind of speaks to coaching and preparation and readiness. Mm-hmm. Like they were not that. Really the last 2 weeks, I would say, like even against Chicago, and they were able to make it happen, but they were heavily penalized in that game. They were heavily penalized in this game against the Vikings. You figure maybe you could even survive it against a team like the Jaguars that are just as bad or I would say worse, significantly worse. But to your point, Reggie, that's not going to make you feel good about facing Buffalo or any of these other good teams that they're going to face in the coming weeks.
Yeah. That's why I said you just got to be a clean game and an easy win, or, you know, a paint by numbers kind of win, and you at least feel better. But Trevor Lawrence, I mean, I said this last week. I mean, this is year 4, man. Like he ain't it.
The high water mark on that is gone. Like now it's like, what can he become?
Oh, you
that's
talk,
the crazy part.
You talk about playing a clean game or having a clean game. Last night, Dan Orlovsky's on Monday Night Football saying, like right before halftime, Trevor Lawrence just needs to take a deep breath and run one clean play.
Yeah.
That's almost a verbatim quote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath and run one clean play. We went from generational prospect, could change the game, surefire, can't miss pick, to take a deep breath and run one positive play.
Another data point in circumstances mattering so much to the success of quarterback there, Trevor Lawrence. Shout out to DeMar Hamlin, who got his first career interception in a return to Monday Night Football.
How about that?
That was cool. I guess now Highmark Stadium. So that was cool in some ways.
Shout out to you for knowing the names of the stadium.
Buddy, it's one of the things. It's one of the weird, dorky things that I do.
You could ask me. I last week.
Where was that at?
U.S. Bank Stadium has been around for a while, like 7-8 years or something like that. And I'm like, oh, that's right, U.S. Bank. Trevor Lawrence also is in a contract that is 7 years, $303 million.
Have fun with that. as we talk about other Monday Night Football, I guess let's you know, mention the other AFC team that was having a time. But we do that by talking about the NFC team in that game. And who the hell does Jaden Daniels think he is?
Hey. Says something about number 2 overall. Maybe that's the magic. Maybe 2 is the magic number, right? Like, so far, C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young. Sorry, Bryce, but C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young. So far, and I know it's early. I know it's just a few weeks into it. He's better. And you've been saying this for a while, Lopez.
I said it before the draft.
Shout out to you, Lopez, for having said this and been on this early. But Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams, and I don't think Caleb's going to be bad. I think Caleb's going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of a testament to Jaden Daniels. What was his completion percentage?
80.
Like 90. It was like 91.
Jaden Daniels,
right? It was like 91.3.
21 completions on 23 attempts, 254 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and he legged one out, 39 yards and a touchdown.
No, it was the best completion percentage of a rookie quarterback in the history of this league. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think that is good. I think that is good. And some of that was him, right? Like, I think that some of the LSU of him of, like, being reckless and taking these hits, but he was standing in there. He was like, you barreling down? It does not matter. I'm putting this thing over top of you.
On top of showing the elusiveness, the athleticism that we already knew was there if you watched him in college, and obviously you did, Heisman Trophy winner, all of that. Like, you know that that's part of the game. He was able to make all in the pocket, out the pocket, just pinpoint accuracy. He's good. Jaden Daniels, good.
He is. Now, some of this, I do think, some of this is about the Bengals defense is bad now.
Bad.
Right? Like, you see Jesse Bates over there for the Falcons getting things done, and they don't have him here no more. Like, you look at the Bengals defense, and they had that exodus of talent, and what is that? What that is allowed to? Let me read you the possession list for the Commanders. Touchdown, 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 end of half. Touchdown, field goal, touchdown, end of game, right? Like, they were just scoring on all of the possessions, which does not bode well for a Cincinnati Bengals team that's supposed to be good.
Now, the Bengals are just a classic example, and I've cautioned the Texans of this, and I don't think the Texans are this, but the Bengals are a classic example of the quarterback cannot save you.
No.
Really of you have to have the quarterback, but the quarterback cannot save you.
Especially you as an organization. Cannot save you necessarily as a team, but definitely can't save you as an organization.
Let me say it again. The quarterback alone cannot save you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you've got to have the quarterback, but the quarterback alone cannot save you. And the Bengals, for the entirety of my life, and Lopez, you could tell me if you remember a time before, but as long as I've been on the earth for 35 years, I've never known the Bengals to be a good organization.
Never.
Drafting Joe Burrow number one overall, landing Jamar Chase after that, like, that did not change that for me. Good on them and good for them for having that run. But to me, that alone cannot save you. Hey, that, man, is, you not can, a good organization.
You can go back to Boomer, you know, when they were actually pretty decent. You can go back as far as you want, and you hit the operative word, organization. It's the organization.
It's a bad
organization. We've touched on that. It's not just like, tough luck, or they've had a quarterback that and they haven't had the complementary pieces or whatever it may be. Well, that's because of the organization. That's why Cincinnati is having – well, you can go back to the Jamar Chase thing too. You know?
Yeah, he has not been signed, right?
Yeah.
They could go back to that obscurity relatively quickly, right?
And imagine that. Who do they think they are not signing Jamar Chase?
Exactly. That's the organization.
What's going on there? Cheap-ass Mike Brown. That's who they think they are.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You've got Joe Burrow, which they had the sense to do that. You got Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. Maybe the only redeeming qualities of your organization, your team. Keep those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hard? Like, what's the, like, do you have, is this is not rocket
science. How is it complicated?
It's not.
Yeah.
Parting with his money has been the complicated part for the most part. Shout out to Lou Anarumo, but he might not be enough even with the talent drain that they've had. Some other things around the NFL quickly. I did want to mention that, Washington's first place in the NFC East, as we all foretold, right? There was no structural damage for Sam Darnold after the game. We know that he, kind of had that knee thing that took him out of the game for one play before he made his return. So, I guess congratulations to the Vikings. They will continue with their Golden Boy resurgence project. And Yannick Ngakoue joins the Ravens practice squad, which, I mean, that seemed to be very vital because that Ravens defense has not been at the same level as it had been prior. And so bringing him back, giving them another guy that can rush the passer, that's been something that they've needed over years. And so you'll see if maybe he can add something for them as well.
Yes, Sam Darnold, if he can not mess it up, like not do things like those shovel passes he tried to pull off against the Texans, like don't mess it up. And they might have a good thing going there over there.
No, they do have a good thing
like
going.
Like if somebody can get in his ear and say, hey, man, ride this wave.
Yeah.
Don't screw this up. They might have a good thing going over there in the NFC. And then the Ravens defense, I would say that's another surprise. Anytime the Ravens defense is anywhere from mediocre to below average, that is a surprise.
Yeah.
With just a wild AFC thus far. In fact, later in the show, we'll kind of try and figure out and parse who is actually good and elite in this league. Because it's a thing that I've kept looking at and asking. Are there any elite teams in this league?
The Bills.
Maybe last night. Yeah, I think last night we definitely established one. And again, big shout out to Joe Brady because his pockets are about to get fat behind what is happening right now. We saw Brian Daboll get a job behind this.
And Joe Brady's got receipts. I know he's had some spots and some stops where it failed, but he is still kind of the orchestrator of that LSU 2019. Yeah. Offense that nobody's forgotten about. Yeah, might be what it's produced.
Yeah.
And then this on top of it. Yeah, that's that would be enough to get a job.
Yeah. So we keep it rolling with the B Scott Hour here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Because coming up next, let's get B Scott's thoughts about what's happening with the Texans. And you know we're gonna talk about offensive line. We'll do all that next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.